Shalom, Australia. Clashing with protesters and pulling tearful settlers from trailer homes, Israeli forces began their operation to clear out the Amona outpost on Wednesday in compliance with a high court order, ending years of uncertainty over the fate of the hilltop. Unarmed police in blue sweatshirts and black baseball caps made their way up the hill around midday. On the hilltop, home to some 40 families, hundreds of nationalist high school students, mostly from nearby settlements, erected makeshift barricades out of smashed tiles, rusty metal bars, and large rocks to slow their advance. Some protesters threw rocks at security forces, while others set fire to tires and to piles of rubbish. The teenagers also occupied houses, sometimes handcuffing themselves together, and forced the police to use four people per protester to remove them one at a time. By 6 p.m., 28 of the outpost's 42 buildings had been evacuated, including some 11 families who left of their own volition. 13 people were arrested for disturbing the peace and obstructing police work, while hundreds more protesters were simply led off by the officers with no charges. Police worked through the night to clear out the remaining dozen-plus homes, and the protesters still in the settlement. Some 200 people, mostly teenagers, were engaged in a sit-in in the synagogue overnight. In a chaotic half-hour of violence, during which at least 17 police officers and several protesters were lightly injured, Israeli security forces evacuated them on Thursday afternoon, drawing to a close the evacuation of the illegal West Bank outpost. Police said they were attacked with tear gas or similar chemical materials, pepper spray, iron bars, rocks and other materials that the protesters had stockpiled ahead of time in the synagogue. One police officer suffered chemical burns after a liquid was thrown in his face. Another officer's shoulder was dislocated during clashes with protesters. According to Magen David Adom, 42 of those injured in the two-day evacuation were police and border guards, and 15 were protesters with injuries ranging from hypothermia to light bruises to a scorpion sting. The protesters had made the synagogue their last stand, with the heavy clashes there marring what had been hailed as a mostly orderly operation. The rabbi of the illegal outpost, Yair Frank, one of the last to leave the building, refused to answer the question when asked if he had sanctioned and condoned the violence and whether it constituted a desecration of God's name. His response was, "We're not a democratic state. The people want Amona to stay." Public Security Minister Gilad Erdan described the protesters inside the barricaded synagogue as hooligans who hold Judaism in contempt and have no respect for religion, the synagogue, or rabbis. On Wednesday, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu announced plans for the establishment of a new West Bank settlement to replace the illegal outpost of Amona. This was the first new settlement to be announced for 25 years. Since 1990, the only new settlements to be established have been retroactively approved. Spokesman Sean Spicer on Thursday said the White House had not yet taken a position on the construction of new Israeli settlements, but suggested they may not be helpful in securing peace. He said, "While we don't believe the existence of settlements is an impediment to peace, the construction of new settlements or the expansion of existing settlements beyond their current borders may not be helpful." A Jerusalem municipality strike over unpaid wages on Monday saw hundreds of protesters block major roads in the capital's downtown area as the budgetary standoff between the city and the finance ministry continued to deepen. Some 300 people gathered near the Prime Minister's residence to demand an end to the public spat between the municipality and the National Treasury over city funding. Jerusalem's King George, Keren Kayemet, Azza and Agron streets were temporarily closed to vehicular traffic. Elsewhere in the city, large build-ups of garbage disrupted the light rail service. Outside the Machane Yehuda market on Jaffa Road, uncollected garbage spilled out onto the train tracks, limiting Monday service in the center of the city. The municipality announced a general strike on Sunday because its 2017 budget has not yet been transferred to the city by the finance ministry. Jerusalem high schools and middle schools started at 10 a.m. and kindergarten afternoon programs were canceled altogether. Paz Cohen, head of the Jerusalem's teachers organization, on Sunday said that auxiliary teachers had not been paid a salary since the beginning of the school year in September. Other municipal services, including garbage collection, welfare and social services, public buildings, city administrators and the municipality hotline were non-operational from Sunday to Tuesday. Mayor Nir Barakat called on the Finance Minister Moshe Kahlon to personally intervene to ensure the money is transferred immediately to prevent more suffering for the city's residents. However, the Finance Ministry claims the lack of funds is a result of mismanagement and asked Interior Minister Arye Dery to appoint a city accountant to stop the municipality from holding Jerusalem's residents hostage, as he said, to foreign interests. A Hamas delegation arrived in Cairo last week for meetings with Egyptian security officials as Cairo and the Islamic organization that rules Gaza continued to improve long, tense relations. Senior Egyptian intelligence officers are trying to press Hamas to restart its negotiations with Israel for the release of two Israeli civilians and the remains of two IDF soldiers held in the Gaza Strip. Hamas is currently holding the remains of IDF soldiers Staff Sergeant Oron Shaul and Lieutenant Hadar Golden, who were killed in the 2014 Gaza War. And it's also believed to be detaining Avraham Mengistu and Juma Ibrahim Abul Amina, two Israeli men who crossed into Gaza on their own accord. The meetings are an extension of talks held by Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh and Egyptian officials last week. After Haniyeh's meetings, the Rafah crossing between Egypt and the Gaza Strip reopened last Saturday for 3 days, the first time it has been open this year. Two policemen and a civilian were lightly hurt when a Palestinian woman drove her vehicle into a police car and a guard post outside the West Bank settlement of Adam on Thursday in a car ramming attack. Opposition leader Yitzhak Herzog, 56, was hospitalized at the Echolot Medical Center in Tel Aviv on Friday evening after apparently suffering a mild stroke. He was walking by himself and fully conscious the whole time. Herzog underwent several examinations and remained in the hospital overnight for observation. There were two major demonstrations in Tel Aviv last night. Several thousand turned out to the rally to support the legalization of marijuana. An even larger crowd gathered in support of the Bedouin community in light of recent demolitions of illegally built homes in Bedouin communities that have led to violence and the economic and social distress of those Bedouin communities. This is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.